is his people. We forget that. We think God does it. And he does do it. But he always uses people. Now, everybody in this room that's a person, would you raise your hand? Okay. We have some children. You need to raise your hands too, because you're people. And I thank you very much. And if you're a person, God wants to use you. We forget that. We think God uses other people. He wants to use you. Rebecca Carnegie proved that you only need to be 2.5 for God to use you in big ways. Because when she was 2.5, God changed a man's heart around because of what Rebecca did. And she was 2.5. So you don't have to wait till you get to be 20. You can do it when you're a young, young person. God will use you if you'll let him do it. So that's an important thing to remember, that God uses people to accomplish the things that he's doing in the world. Then it says you should call his name. The name's always been interesting because a name means your character. Just think about it. Think of a name and all of a sudden you'll think about the character of that person. For those of you who know his name, if I say George Washington, the first president of the United States, you think of him and you think about something about him. And if I say, if I would say somebody like Darryl Bodie, do you know him? You probably think about something. Now, I don't know what you think about, and I don't really care to know. But you think about a characteristic. And name carries forth characteristic. And in the Bible, that's always been the way it is, that name carries forth a characteristic. And so God reveals himself by his name. And the name that he said he wanted to have this boy, who was his special boy, be named, is a very special name. It's the name Jesus. Now, we have a boy in our congregation today who has the name that Jesus was actually called. Because Jesus is a Hebrew word. And the Hebrew word is Yahshua. And from the Yahshua, we get the name Joshua. And Joshua, I'm looking at him right now, he's right back there. That's Joshua. And Joshua is a great name because Joshua, you remember there was a Joshua? Yeah, hold him up there, Katie, that's good. Joshua, there's a name of a man in the Old Testament whose name was Joshua. He was a general who helped deliver the people of Israel and also provide for them great leadership. And Jesus means Joshua, and that name means the Lord is Savior. And that's why he wanted that name given to him, because the Lord is our Savior, and that's what he wanted to have the name. So Jesus' name chosen long before he was walking around, his name was Jesus, the Savior. He's the only one. God sent him to help the whole world, and he's the only person that could have done that. Well, there's the verse, you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, there's this one last part. He will save his people. You know who his people are? His people are the people who he comes to rescue, because the word save means to rescue. And he rescues people. He saves them. And the people that he saves, he becomes their Savior. The bad thing is, he wants to save everybody. The Scripture says, maybe you know John 3:16. If you know that, say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The next verse says this. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. There's that word, saved. Might be rescued from danger. And the thing that they're in danger from is the thing that we know is sin. Sin is an interesting element because it's in every single person. All you got to do is wait for a baby to get a little bit older. And all of a sudden you can tell there's sin. Katie, have you seen sin in Joshua? Just a little. How old is he?
Almost two.
Almost two, yeah. Well, by the time they hit two, you'll get to see it. And it's in everybody's heart. It's a selfishness. It's a wanting to do their own thing and not cooperate. It's even wanting to hurt other people to get what they want. Have you ever seen that in children? When they grow up, if that's not dealt with, you can guess what they do as adults. They hurt other people to get what they want. That's why wars start. That's why all the stuff is happening, because they hurt other people to get what they want. Well, sin has a horrible situation. And We're saved from our sins. We're saved from the penalty of that wrong. Jesus took the penalty on the cross, and that's a wonderful thing. We don't have to bear that penalty. And I tell you, that is a great thing, because there's a penalty for sin, and that's separation from God for all eternity. And we also are able to be delivered from the power of sin. You know, until you know Jesus Christ, you can maybe build up enough strength to not do it once or twice, but you can't keep from sinning. You'll go back into it again and again and again and again. But with the power of Jesus Christ, He has the ability. He didn't just save us from the penalty. That's not what the passage says, though it's included. He saved us from our sins. And sins includes the power and also the presence of sin in our lives. I think it's totally possible for a person, if they choose to walk before God so that sin's not present in their life. That can go on for days. That can go on for weeks, where they don't even think bad thoughts. See, that's where we get tripped up, though, isn't it, with our bad thoughts. And also, I think there are things we do that are probably cultural, and we think it's okay because it's our culture, that God doesn't think it's okay. And so we sin. But that can be dealt with in many ways. So if you have a sin habit that you're involved in, God can deliver you from that. My dad was an alcoholic. He was caught up in alcoholism. And God delivered him from the power and the presence of that sin. It wasn't even part of his life anymore. And so God's good. He does that for us. So that's neat. Each day this week you'll be getting those verses. So take a look at them and remember what Jesus has done for us. Well, I would like to today tell you what we're going to be doing. We're going to have a number of things happening today that are a little bit different. We're going to be having two of my friends, recent friends, Barnabas is anyway, come up, and I'm going to introduce them in a minute. But we're going to have worship, and after we have worship, then we're going to have a time of communion, and we want you to all participate. If you'd like, you can join with us, and we'll have communion. And then I'm going to teach the children about drawing the Bible. I'm going to go through a drawing the Bible bit, and so as we do that, then we'll have that. And then Barnabas is going to come and share with us an amazing testimony. Have you read the book of Acts? Can I see people's hands who've read the book of Acts? Yeah. There is a story he's going to tell you. And you feel like when you're hearing the story that you're hearing somebody from the book of Acts talk. Because God works in a very special way to deliver our brother from the hand of the evil one who wanted to kill him. And it's amazing to see what God did. So we'll be doing that. You know what chapter of Acts we're in? Because the book of Acts ends at chapter 28. But Acts continues because we're still in the church. And so today, the number is, I think I've got it up here on the screen. Let me get rid of this and get another one. Yeah, there it is. You got to turn it around. But we're in 2014-12-07. That's what chapter of Acts we're in. So today has a chapter. Tomorrow, it'll be 2014-12-08. Every day is a brand new chapter in the book of Acts. And all the things that happen around the world are collected in God's book where He keeps what's going on. And you get to take part of that. You think tomorrow's just going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow can be a day that God can use you special ways in His kingdom if you'll let Him. So we're looking forward to that. So this is what we're going to be doing today. I'd like to ask Ashley and Barnabas Kumar to come up here. Could you please? I want to introduce them to you, and then Ashley's going to share in our worship. Come over here. Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's good to see you. We welcome you here. We're glad to have you with us. You've been married for 20 how many years?
Just five. Almost 5 years.
Good. Now, your home is where originally? Where were you born?
Florida. I was born in Central Florida.
Okay. And where were you born?
South part of India called Bangalore.
All right, yeah, which is a little place, right?
It's about 8 million people.
So there's a lot of folks. Well, we're glad to have you. You're going to be talking to us more.
Yes.
And then you're going to be sharing with us in worship. So why don't we bow our hearts before our Lord, and then we're going to spend a time in worship, and then we'll have a time of communion. Lord, we love You. We thank You that You sent Your Son into our world, that He might walk like we walk and experience the things that we experience. Now we have someone who sits beside you in the throne in heaven who knows what we feel like. And Lord, we thank you that you had him take for us what we could never take, the payment for our own sins. Thank you that he was sinless and died on our behalf. And we praise you for that wonderful, wonderful gift of your Son. Now, Lord, would you receive from our hearts our worship and praise? For you alone are worthy. You are wonderful. You're great. And we come now in your presence to ask you to minister in us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray.